Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Hi, I'm Adam Grant, host of the podcast Work Life. For over 20 years, Paylocity has been simplifying work with innovative solutions that teams love, like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Practice makes progress.
Yes.
It's 2025. We don't say perfect anymore. We're making progress. We're getting better day by day. It's the 31st of January.
It can't be.
Where has January gone?
Where has January gone? Come back to me, January.
The blink of an eye, it's over. All those things you said you were going to do at the start of the month, did you do them?
That's the question, isn't it?
Don't return to philosophy as a taskmaster, but as patients seek out relief in a treatment of sore eyes or a dressing for a burn or from an ointment. Regarding it this way, you'll obey reason without putting it on display and rest easy in its care. Beautiful. Lovely. And that was Marcus Aurelius.
Our friend.
Yeah, he was in your year at school, wasn't he?
He was. He was naughty, though.
A very naughty lad. I'd like to use this episode as like a bit of a reflection, which I think is very fitting for Stoics and salespeople as one, but it's probably been a hard month for salespeople. Getting into it, getting in after the Christmas kind of rush. So Christmas, December, it can be quiet anyway. Then you have a couple of weeks off. You're eating your mince pies. You're drinking your sherry. You've come back. You say, I want this year to be the year I get good. But have you mastered it?
I reckon there's a lot of people who had the sure thing, the deal that was coming in after Christmas, and they're still sat there wondering.
Waiting.
Where is it? Mm. Where is the sure thing? Mm. And look, the theme this month's been all about control, hasn't it? What's in your control and what's not? What's something that you once believed about being in control that you now no longer believe?
I think I used to believe that I could cloud others' judgments.
Go on.
So I think that I had some control on how people would maybe feel towards me, but maybe that comes from a place of people pleasing more so. So if I am X, then X will feel X about me. If I do this, then they will respond warmly to me. But actually, even though there is probably evidence that if I do that and people will respond warmly, there's probably also evidence that people don't. And over time, you start to realize, well, one swallow doesn't make a summer.
Makes a good night, though.
A very good night, though.
So when did you realise that wasn't true?
I've been studying Stoicism for a few years now. I say studying, it's not like I'm sitting down and reading it every night, but trying to think of these Stoic quotes and mantras on a daily basis. What I found, and I think this is definitely the theme, philosophy as medicine of the soul. It's medicine. It's meant to make you feel better. What I find in modern day 2025 is people use self-development as a drug, as like an addiction. There's all the self-development books. There's all the kind of learning, but without any action. And they're kind of feeding on that. They're getting their dopamine from diving into self-development, but are they actually self-developing?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I've said this before, there is no self-development without self-awareness. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's understanding the, is this a signaling that I'm trying to do? Am I trying to appear as, look what a great salesperson I am, or am I actually just being one? Am I trying to show, well, look at the Rolex, of course I've just hit target. Or have I not hit target, but I'm hoping that if people see the Rolex, they'll think I have. You know, these are the things that you need to ask yourself. What am I doing it for? Why do I feel like I need to appear that way? And sales has got this funny ability where it will show you sides of yourself that you either didn't know existed or you thought you'd got rid of. You know what I'm saying?
Who am I doing it for? I think that's a great one. And you see it so much on social media with the Rolex and the car. But why? Like, I think the quote is, we buy things we don't need to impress people.
We don't like. Fight Club.
Yeah, Fight Club. But why? It's just a crazy world. I think probably from people watching home, they can probably tell me and you aren't that materialistic. we don't have fancy watches. We don't buy designer clothes. Like it's not about that. It's the philosophy and the old school philosophy from the Stoics. It's just about being content with yourself and having that level of control. Life is going to be hard. Okay, let's face it. Sales is going to be hard. The rest of the year is probably going to be hard. It's going to throw so much shit your way. But what can you actually control? And if you can develop this mindset of, well, it is what it is. Those beliefs, whether they're true or not, it is what it is. I remember my granddad saying to me when I was younger, and being honest, he wasn't like this wise old man. He was just a bloke from Ashton Underline, but he said there are some things in life you can do something about, which you should do, and some things that you can't, which you should forget. And listening to that now as an adult, I mean, that was Marcus Aurelius in its greatest. Yeah. Like, it's about controlling the things you can do. So ask yourself, the worries that sit on your desk or sit in your inbox or sit on your mind as you lay asleep at night, can I control them right now? If you can't, then let them go. And I also, we laugh about this, but we might get emails on the weekend or out of hours, and we laugh and go, it's B2B. It's business. No one's going to die.
I can respond in the morning.
It can always wait.
Yeah. On your deathbed, you'll have wished you waited. That email didn't really need to be delivered, but you could have spent a bit more time with someone who's not here or who's grown up now, instead of responding to that email that they didn't read till 12 o'clock the next day anyway.
Exactly. So I think use the philosophy. The advice I'd give you is take some of the Stoic lessons that we spoke about this month, apply them into your world, and think about those mantras and how you can use these beautiful quotes from Stoicism to enhance your life so that you live a more content and a richer life.
You've got a bit of a Roman look about you.
You're saying that about my nose, and I don't like where this is going. I've been Jack Frimpson.
I've been Zach Thompson.
Remember, you'll die.
Guilty feet. They've got no rhythm.
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh, host of the podcast TED Talks Daily. For more than 20 years, Paylocity has been leading the way with cutting-edge work solutions like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Make a difference from day one at University of Redlands. Explore over 30 master's and doctoral programs in business, education, theology, and more. All designed for working professionals with online, hybrid, or in-person evening classes that allow you to keep working as you advance your career. At Redlands, you'll be part of a 100-year legacy of dogged determination and social impact. And you'll join a community of peers and accomplished faculty who are relentlessly committed to seeing you succeed. Learn more at redlands.edu.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.